And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. From Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, way down south to Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. You like how I mixed that up, Boomer? I said it in the opposite order.
Impressive.
Did you catch that I was doing that?
I was pushing too many buttons.
You got a lot of buttons over there.
Yeah, I got a few.
You got a few. By the way, I will make note. So the other day, what day was that when the power kicked?
It was a couple days ago, so Wednesday.
Yeah. So we're sitting here, and all of a sudden, boom, we go out. Like, what just happened? And the signal that we're sending just froze. It just, like, stopped. And Boomer jumps into action. He's, like, hitting buttons, pushing things. Where's my mouse? Why is my mouse not working? And next thing I know, he's rebooting, got us back up. We were on the air, lickety-split.
Yeah. It was, what, 4 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
No.
I got to get that time down.
All things considered.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good. I was
you're like,
all right, tell me what I can do. I'm the guy who just says, did you reboot, sir? Well, you did.
You got it up.
All right. Hey, the text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you want to text in, you can call in. We're talking right now about lawfare, about the idea of the weaponization of the legal system, specifically with regards to what's going on right now with former President Donald Trump. We've got any number, and the people are already texting in. I'll get to those here in just a minute. I will tell you there's a story on 1819 right now. My friend Barry Moore, Congressman Barry Moore, we served together in the state legislature, and he makes no bones about it. He believes that he was a target of rogue prosecution at one point, back when they were indicting and trying former State House Speaker Mike Hubbard. Barry Moore inexplicably got swept up in some of that. And they said that he had lied to the grand jury. He hadn't lied to the grand jury. Barry just went down there, told him what he knew. I think the actual implication was because there was more that came out later that he didn't remember, they said he had lied. Well, he was actually indicted for lying to the grand jury, and he had to go through the process of proving his own innocence, which he did, and now successfully ran for Congress, you know, with basically like, you know, thumbing his nose back at the people who tried to take him out for being an ultra conservative. He's now a member of the Freedom Caucus and doing great things up in D.C. He ain't playing. He said basically at his office. You know, there's the old saying about how a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich if you say all the right stuff to the grand jury. He's giving out free ham sandwiches today up in D.C., just so you know. I love that. I mean, that's just having fun with it right there. Just saying this is about how much we think of your indictment. He says, basically, welcome to the club, Donald Trump. He says, in honor of the fact that the Manhattan D.A. could indict a ham sandwich, next I will be handing them out tomorrow in Longworth 1504 at noon. All are welcome. He's literally got an invitation made up and posted on his social media, giving out free ham sandwiches to people who stop by. That's just funny. But the whole situation is really not funny in a lot of ways. And we can kid about it. We can joke about it. We can talk about it. We can pundit about it. But the reality is this. This ain't real funny. Because here's the beef I got with this. If you have to manipulate the charges to make them fit, like literally, you're doing legal gymnastics here. If you're having to wrangle and twist a state charge into a federal charge in order to get it over the misdemeanor statute of limitations and into a felony statute of limitations in order to keep something going, and it took you this long, this many years with a grand jury on something that is actually pretty trivial, then you got issues. And you got issues that are not just small. You got issues that are big with your case. But if they can do this to a billionaire former president of the United States, they can do it to anybody. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to is seeing Donald Trump mount his defense, which we'll talk about in more detail here in a few minutes. But, granted, I believe he's innocent. And granted, I also believe that he has everything it takes to fight back. Not everybody does. That's why you've got people that are stuck in jail from the January 6th situation, because they're just good, common, everyday folks who don't have the income to fight back like he does. So I'm looking forward to his case, but I'm also looking forward to his case because, once again, like I said, it is an amazing thing to think that if they can do this to him, if they can get away with it, then they can do it to anybody. I got a call on line one. I'll take it real quick. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'd be doing a lot better if I didn't see all that crap last night. Listen, the cat's away, the mouse will play. Or should I say the rats? That's what they are. They're scum dwellers. Listen, here's the deal, my friend, is that this is the way it's going to be. So, okay, Republicans, put your big boy pants on, get your hard hat on, but also still present the fig leaf, all right? Present peace, present let's get along, but when they don't get along, pull out that sledgehammer and hit them in the skull.
Just kick them right in the jimmy and call it done.
Yeah, that's right. Kick them right in the, hey, the 14 karat gold jewels, my friend. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous. This is what happens. It's guys like me and the rest of the people like me in this country, all we want is fair, honest politics and politicians. Term limits, I'm telling you, put them on a boat in the middle of an ocean, throw some scum out, and sink the thing.
Is that your version of term limits?
Well, that's what happens when you step out of bounds. I think they don't care, man. They get away with it. And that's not right, because everybody in this country deserves a piece of the pie. We're all part of this country, all right? We all make it work. There's people that can't work. You got to help them. People that can, you go to work. All right? That's how it is. But my God, this is lawlessness, okay? And you've got a guy in office right now. Oh, my God, his bank account's got millions in it. Guess who from, okay? Yeah. We all know where it's from, and his son's the middleman. He's the big guy that gets the cash, the 10% off the top. Come on, everybody. Wake up. And why can't they be prosecuted? But no, they prosecute us because we are free-willed Americans that want what's best for the country and the people in it. And what's wrong with that?
No, that's a great monologue on your own right there. But let me ask you a question, though, Dan. In your opinion, does this help or hurt Trump's chances of getting elected?
You know what I don't understand is that he served as president. I don't care if DeSantis or Trump gets either one. I like them both. But here's the deal. He's already served this time, right now. I think this is, if he did this, it would be a landslide. He says, okay, I've done my thing. I showed you prosperity. I show how to get there. We were there. Now, I'm willing to back up and let somebody else come into play like Ron DeSantis, promote him and say, I want him to run as president. I will back him. My supporters back this man because he's younger than I am, at least, 30 years younger? 5 years younger. So he's going to be good for two terms. All right. The bottom line is we got to stop doing the old thing and bring the younger people in. That's going to benefit this country in the long run. Do I think it helps them? It hurts them? I don't know. I really don't care. I just want honesty and I want a good representative as a president. And either way, Donald Trump or you get DeSantis, one of the two.
All right, fair enough. Dan, I got another call to take, so thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, as always. Have a good weekend, man. All right, line two, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how's your tooth doing today, bud?
It's doing pretty good, man. As long as it hangs in there until I get my implant, I guess I'll be all right.
Oh, boy. What's on your mind?
When can you charge a prosecutor with malicious prosecution?
It depends on the venue. So I was looking that up this morning. It depends on what state you're in, what the state laws allow. But usually what has to happen is you have to first get through the prosecution, prove your innocence, which is part of the justification for then filing suit in response. So like I said, it depends on your state law. But in this case, I think if there's a state law in New York that allows for a case of malicious prosecution, this is going to be a classic example of it.
Yeah. I mean, Now, can a federal prosecutor, any federal prosecutor, now can they prosecute Hunter Biden for falsifying records on his handgun?
Federal prosecutor, absolutely. It's a federal crime to lie on your application for a background check.
Well, we know that that's happened.
Oh, we do.
We know that, you know. So how come we don't have a conservative prosecutor just go ahead and file charges against him? Would anybody else?
I don't know. I think it may be a venue question, and maybe he's safely ensconced in a place where there's no DA that wants to touch it. You know, there was talk for a while there about the state of Delaware. The state attorney general was actually looking into some stuff. That's kind of gone quiet. And I think that Congress is doing what it can right now. I don't know, man. It's part of that two-tier justice system that we were talking about earlier in my monologue. You hate to see this kind of thing because, daggum, Hillary paid for the Steele dossier. Well, that helped her campaign, didn't it? And then you've got Biden getting all the benefit of the Hunter Biden laptop story being suppressed for the love. But
yeah, I just want to, you know, I think we need to start voting. You know, unless the prosecutor's going to do what Alvin Bragg did, he needs to come out and our prosecutors need to say, yeah, we're going to put Hillary in jail. We're going to get Hunter and Biden in jail. We're going to prosecute the Biden crime family. You know, hey, I'll give money to those people and let them go. Do their campaign promise like Bragg is doing right now.
Well, and I'll say this real quick because I got another caller to get, but part of me thinks, too, if they had actually, you know, taken action against Hillary for what she did, then the world would think this campaign against Trump wouldn't seem quite so obtuse. But when you don't do anything about one, but you do it about the other, that just sets everybody on edge. Hey, Jeff, I got to run, man. I got somebody else holding on the line, okay? Gonna run out of time here. Line three, Alan Hartzell. How you doing, man?
I'm surviving. How about you?
I'm good, sir.
Well, like I said, they're already going. I watched the news last night. They're already going after DeSantis now. Oh. He did this. He did that. I don't know whether you've seen the commercials or not, but he's supposed to be sneaky and all that stuff. Let's get Elizabeth Warren for lying about being a Native American.
Yeah,
she didn't do that. Let's get Elizabeth. Not Elizabeth Warren, but. Maxine Waters for not living in her district. What about the inside trading of Nancy Pelosi and her husband? They already know that. None of that seems to matter.
Well, you're,
damn, it's
you're,
good to be a Democrat, ain't it?
It always gives you the edge, apparently, in the legal system, but not always. I mean, I can look back at some venues like, you know, Alabama's had just as many Democrat governors go to jail as they've had Republicans, if you know what I'm saying. We've seen some things, but in other places, and think about where they live, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, San Francisco. What are the odds a DA is going to come out and indict them there? And then, some of the others, it just depends on where they are and whether somebody would be willing to pursue
Schumer,
it.
Let's throw Schumer in that. What about Schiff? Schiff's been lying for years. So is Schumer.
Well,
but nothing's ever said anything about him.
It's still got to be a crime.
Like I said, it's good to be a Democrat.
It's still got to be a crime, but you're right. There's a bunch of things that are just like smoke. There's got to be fire. But, well, listen, man, I'm up against a break. Alan, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Boomer,
yes,
take
sir.
Us to the
Have
break.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. We'll go to the break right now. We'll come right back. Stay tuned, too, for the top of the hour. We're going to have Matt Clark on. And, Boomer, I haven't even touched my resources yet. Like,
nope.
I'm pretty sure this is going to be a viral day.
Oh, yes.
Where I don't even own my own show. We're just going to go with it, man. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll go right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one sound bite at a time. I'm going to go to the text line just for a minute here. Rita from Scottsboro texted in. What'd she say? She says, quick question. If the Republicans were to win the White House in 24, does that mean that what Bragg did to Trump could start a precedent that would open the door to prosecution of, quote, the big guy? Yeah, I mean, and Rita, your point is well taken, but then the question becomes, we don't want to just be like them. If there's guilt, let's find out, and that's understandable. But if it's just a vendetta, and I'm not saying Rita's saying that, I'm just saying I don't want us to be, but that's part of the problem, is for years, Republicans have always been, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to maintain decorum. Democrats could care less about decorum. They're just out there scratching and clawing right now. And I don't, you know, bottom line is this. If we have actual proof that the big guy took money from China or Ukraine or anywhere else for that matter, and then got into office and didn't report it, yeah, then absolutely. It's not even really a precedent-setting thing because what's happening here is justice just has to be served. But it's just amazing to me. We're talking about taking money from a foreign nation and doing all the things that we're literally investigating right now openly, not just like Russia collusion, steel dossier. No, we're talking about taking money. We have bank records already that show the Biden family getting money through a firm that took money from China. Come on. Anyway, Raven from Russellville texted in and says, Phil, I and lots of others with my skill set, by the way, I believe that Raven has a particular set of skills, are willing to step up to provide security for schools at no cost to taxpayers. We stand ready, just saying. You know, that's going to be an interesting point, is how do we handle the idea of citizens being willing to be deputized for the sole, it's a cost issue to schools. Having SROs costs money. What if we did like a lot of churches do, where they had, you know, internal security that was largely volunteer? I don't know. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I'm tired of hearing people like Nancy and Joe saying nobody's above the law. If that's true, then why hadn't Joe and Hunter been arrested yet? Wait, I think something's coming. I just have the sense that they're not through with that situation. Jimmy from Moulton says, the whole indictment is this Oscar Mayer baloney. I get you. Champ from Decatur says, I'm sorry, Champ from Decatur was just working on watching on the browser, watching the live stream. By the way, the website's got tons of stuff on it. So, yeah, this show, we broadcast live every day, 3 hours, AM and FM, across the northern half of the state from Clanton all the way to the Tennessee line. But if you want to watch the live stream, we live stream the show daily. That's on our website, rightsideradio.org. We also, by the way, on that same website, we can pick up the live audio feed in case you're not getting a good signal, even though we have an overly broad range of AM FM capability across North Alabama. If you can't get it clear enough on your AM FM, just go to the website, rightsideradio.org. Listen to it through the live feed. And new thing that we're doing. Every day we prepare the show, I've got tons of resources that I have gathered to add to the discussions. All the dippers got their own stuff. And what we've started doing now is at the bottom of that live feed page, Boomer has taken and put all of the resource links. So if you hear a story you want to follow up on, it's on the website. Go to the resources tab. You will find it. What else have I got on here? Brian from Huntsville goes, he saw this or not. Boomer. Brian from Huntsville says he heard Jeff and Dan call in, Wolverine Dan. He says, Jeff and Dan, I dearly want a ruffian picnic someday. A ruffian picnic. I like it. Sam from Hartsell, with regards to whether this helps or hurts Trump, he says, I think it both helps and hurts Trump. Okay, that's fair. David from Huntsville says, Dan is right, Wolverine Dan. Best new Republican pres candidate with Trump supporting the ticket, no more drama. Okay, that's David from Huntsville. There you go. Samah, the truck driver, wants Trump as a VP, not as a P. Ooh. He wants Trump as the VP. Interesting. Paula from Lacey Springs saying some very kind words. Paula, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. And then Brandy from Athens, who did quite well in the bracket for quite a while, Boomer. Yes. I guess she's dropped down from the top. Yeah, okay. Anyway, she says, Happy Fri-yay, Phil and Boomer, and all the ruffians out there. So, anyway, that's from Brandy from Athens. All right, listen, I've not even had a chance.
You haven't scratched the surface.
This is like just wow. All right, so texts are blowing up. Calls are already coming in. And coming up here in just a couple minutes, we'll take the break. And we'll come right back. Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty giving us his perspective as another attorney who does highbrow stuff. What does he see in this indictment? What are his thoughts on it? Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.